Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Bishop Thomas Henry, and today you're listening to the Apostolic Voice. That's the name of this Blog Talk program that we come to you on each and every time we come on the Blog Talk program. Today, I just want to do some recapping and updating on what's going on at the COAB 2015 Annual Congress. It's going to be an exciting Congress. It is coming up in the next 16 days. Matter of fact, we have our opening service September the 16th, 2015, in Atlanta, Georgia. We have an awesome program that is scheduled for this particular program. I promise you, you do not want to miss this event. This event, I promise you, God is going to take us higher. We have an awesome, awesome, I don't even know how many ways to say it, awesome event that is coming up. God has favored us this year more than ever. He has really, really done some awesome and marvelous things among us. We have some things on the agenda that are planned for this particular event in Atlanta that's going to really blow all of our minds. God is really up to something. I don't know how many other ways to say that, but God is really up to something. We have seen his hand move mightily for us, and we're looking and expecting God to continue to move on our behalf. Now, with all of that said, let's talk about what's going on this year at the 2015 Congress of Apostles and Bishops. Like I said, in 16 days, we open the 2015 Congress. We're going to open it with praise and worship. We're going to open it with some dynamic preaching from the dean of our Congress, Apostle Johnny L. Clark. He is the dean of our Congress, the father of our Congress, and he will be preaching on Wednesday night. He's going to preach us into a fit. And when he gets through preaching, and the power of God is falling, we're going to celebrate Holy Communion as we open officially the first session of the 2015 Congress of Apostles and Bishops in Atlanta. Now, our Congress rule says that the opening session and the closing session must be a Eucharistic Communion session. And we're going to open up with Holy Communion, and we're going to open up with the preach word. We're going to have an awesome time. You do not have to register to attend the opening service. You can come to the opening service and join us as we celebrate Jesus. Join us as Apostle Johnny Clark. Preach us happy. Join us as we celebrate the communion around God's holy table and open officially the 2015 session of the Congress of Apostles and Bishops. It's going to be awesome, my brothers and sisters. It is going to be awesome. We're going to officially this year affirm some of our leaders that already been leaders. We're going to appoint some new leaders, and we're going to officially set our, you know, each year we according to our rules, we set, each year we have to set leaders in place, and so we're going to set some leaders in place. We're going to do some awesome things. We got three powerful worship services that are going to happen during this conference. One on Wednesday night that's open to the public. One on Friday night that is open to the public that I'm going to be preaching myself. I have the message. I'm preaching on the message, which will be the theme for the Congress this year. It's the theme of the Congress is the elevation. If you see me when I go up, if you see me, we're going to deal with that. We're going to deal with the act of transition. We're going to talk about going from the one place to the next place, that the two prophets had to go to, and what Elijah made Elisha do in order for him to get the double portion. Because a lot of times people preach the text, but they miss something that is so important in that text. And when we bring it out, we hope that it'll be a shouting and praising God moment. We're going to celebrate Holy Communion that Friday night as well. It's going to be a powerful service. If there's anything like it did last year, it probably lasts about 2 hours. We're going to have an awesome time. So come ready to dance, come ready to shout, come ready to praise God. We're going to have high worship service. We're going to be dressed in our vestments, And at the same time, we're still going to let God have his way. It's going to be powerful. Powerful. That Saturday at Congress is our closing celebration. When we close out the Congress this year, we close with a service of installation and elevation for the Archbishop of the Apostolic Communion of Churches and Archbishop of the Congress of Apostles and Bishop, myself, Bishop Henry, will be officially installed and enthroned as such for the Congress and for the Apostolic Communion. And it's going to all happen that Saturday. My spiritual father is coming. I'm happy. He sent me a message, and he is coming to be a part of this meeting as well. So you need to be there. Come dressed. Come fully dressed in your vestments. We're going to have a great time. We're going to have an awesome time in the Lord. The high point will be at the beginning of the service. So if you get there late, you're going to miss the elevation. Hallelujah. Because the text says, if you see me when I go up, oh, bless his name, then you'll have a double portion of what I have. And so you got to be there at the beginning of the service, because at the beginning of the liturgy, we're going to have the elevation service where the pallium will be bestowed and where the instruments of office will be bestowed. There will be a prayer of installation that will be prayed, and hands will be laid and anointed. I will be anointed, hands will be laid to officially, and then youngest prelate or newest member of the Apostolic Communion is going to officially seat me as Archbishop of the Apostolic Communion. The newest member of the Congress of Apostles and Bishops would do so as the Archbishop of the Congress of Apostles and Bishops, and we're going to have a great time. I promise you, it's going to be an awesome time. You need to be there. I invite all of our haters. I invite all of you. Come on out and see what God is doing. See where you have pushed us to. Good God from Zion, I felt for preach moment there. Because a lot of times, your haters do not realize is that they push you into your destiny. I said again, they push you, they thrust you into your destiny. My God, that's a preacher moment. That is a preacher moment. You push me into my place. You are pushing me into what God is going to have for us to do. You don't realize God is blessing us. Not only are we going to officially do something, we have provisional canons that will be officially adopted during this Congress session. We're going to have the act of the incorporator of the Congress officially approved. We're going to have a whole bunch of other stuff going. We have a school that we're in the process of beginning to appoint a board of directors for the Congress school. Yes, you heard me right. There's going to be a school that the Congress is getting ready to birth, hopefully that we'll offer our first classes in January. There's going to be a semester-based program where you can that we'll be able to have, we have people who will be able to train your clergy, your people, and all of that. The tuition is not going to be that expensive, but it's going to be a program that is going to be conducive to what we're trying to do in the kingdom of God. And not only that, but we're going to work this thing so that we have one main campus here in Georgia, and we'll have a few satellite campuses as well. And so God is really blessing us. Did you hear me? God is really blessing us at the Congress of Apostles and Bishops. Oh, good God, what else we got to talk about? What we got to talk about? We wear red chasubles. Even though it is ordinary time is, or kingdom time, is the color for that season is green. And normally we would wear green, but because of what the Congress does, because of what our program is, we wear red chasubles during the elevation of our bishops, because that's a traditional color that is usually worn when bishops are elevated. And we also wear red because red is the color of the apostles. Yes, red is the liturgical color that represents the apostles. It represents martyrdom. It also represents the Holy Spirit. So we wear red to show that we are spirit-filled people. We wear red chasubles not only to show that we're spirit-filled people during the liturgy, the high liturgies in the Congress on that Friday and Saturday, but we also wear red. You hear me? We also wear red because we believe in the ministries of the apostles. Are you hearing me? We believe. in the ministry of the apostles. And so we wear the liturgical color red. We wear the liturgical color red because of the ministry of apostles, because of the apostolic office and ministry that we confess, that we have, that we celebrate among the Congress of Apostles and Bishops. So it's awesome. I promise you, there's a lot of things going on this year. A lot of things going on this. That's why we wear red tassels. Normally, like I said, during the liturgical season that we have the Congress, it's normally the normal liturgical color for chasubles would be green. But we don't wear green because of those factors I said. We wear red chasuble because we're spirit-filled. We call this a new Pentecost. Plus, we call this week a new Pentecost, where we expect the power of the Holy Spirit to fall afresh and anew upon each and everyone that gathered at the Congress of Apostles and Bishops. I promise you it's going to be awesome. I promise you that it's going to be awesome. God is good. And now, like I said, not only do we wear red because of that, but we wear red because it's symbolic of the ministry of the apostles. And our name of our Congress is the Congress of Apostles and Bishops. Apostles and bishops. There's too much warfare between bishops and apostles. And so this Congress, one of its mission goals is to bring unity between the apostolic and the episcopacy. And I believe God has shown us how to do that among this Congress. And so far, God has blessed us to do that at this particular Congress of Apostles and Bishops. What else we got going on this year? We have chapel this year. Last year, we usually open our classes with a moment of worship and prayer. We still would do that. But we also made room this year to highlight one male ministry, one female ministry that may not necessarily be a bishop or apostle. And I think this year, both of them are going to be apostles. But usually, we highlight ministries among the Congress. And we have a male apostle who is going to be preaching the chapel service. It's going to be a 45-minute chapel service starting at 9 o'clock and we're in at 9:45. It's going to be a 45-minute chapel service that's going to open up the Thursday session. Class would start promptly at 10 o'clock. And then on Friday, the same thing, from 9 o'clock to 9:45 is chapel. And then we will have a woman apostle that will preach on that Friday for chapel. It's going to be an awesome, awesome thing. The schedule, we posted the schedule on Facebook. If you have access to our event page, if you have access to, we're going to put it on the Congress website as well. But we posted the schedule so that you can have an idea of what is going on this year at the Congress. I promise you it's going to be exciting. Exciting events. The Congress schedule looks like this. We're going to have 6 o'clock. We're going to be, church should be open by 6, and there will be registration going on at the door. At the door. We will have people can be able to pick up their registration material as well. On the 7 o'clock sharp, we're going to start with our worship. We got some dynamic praise and worship team. We got some great people that are going to be participating in the worship that night. We got a matter of fact, let me see, can I pull everything up so I can actually go over briefly with you. That night we're going to have to call a festive communion service. We're asking everybody who is a clergy person, whether you're bishop, apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, elder, whatever your title is, we ask that you come in your black clericals on that Wednesday. Come in black on Wednesday. And when you come in black, we're all going to come in black. I'm going to wear black. Everybody's going to wear black. And we're going to have a great time around the Word. Like I said, Apostle Johnny Clark, an awesome man of God out of South Carolina, who is the father of our Congress, he will be preaching on that Wednesday for the opening service. The service will look something like this. We're going to have a pre-service prayer time that is will be led by Apostle Browder. Philander Browder is going to lead our pre-service prayer time while music is being played. And then we're going to have what we call the gathering of the community. There will be a few announcements that will be made at that particular time. The leaders of the Congress, before the announcements are made, the leaders of the Congress will process in, and just the leaders that night, not everybody, but just the leaders of the Congress. We have all our board members will process in. And then we will have a few announcements about what's going on And after that, we will have prayer. And after the prayer, we will have a congregational hymn. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. We're going to sing that psalm as a hymn that night, and we're going to take it through the rafters. Bishop William, more than likely, is going to lead us in that particular hymn singing. And then we're going to have a scripture that is read. Once the gospel is read, we will share the sign of peace. We will greet each other. We will ask everybody to stand up if they're not already standing. And we're going to share the sign of peace with everybody that is there. We're going to greet each other. We're not going to walk around the church, but we're going to greet those that are in proximity to us. Then we have a time of praise and worship. After praise and worship, I'm going to introduce Apostle Johnny L. Clark to minister to us that night. And it's going to be awesome. It is going to be awesome. Awesome program. Awesome program. Worship and at the altar. Then we're going to have a giving time. We're going to give back to God based on our free will offerings. Then we have Holy Communion, and we outline how communion will take place. And then we will close with the benediction. It's going to be awesome. I promise you, we're going to have a great time. Great time. Great time. Great time. Great time. And great time. You need to be there. I promise you, you need to be there. The services, brothers and sisters, as you will see in the syllabus, the services after on Thursday, like I said, we're gonna start with chapel from 10 to 11:30 is GS1. GS1 is the fourfold or fivefold ministry. We're gonna talk about that. Then we're gonna break for lunch for about 1 hour and 30 minutes. After we break for lunch, we're gonna come back at 1 o'clock from 1 to 2:30. We're gonna have homiletics, the art of preaching. And after that, after that class, we're gonna break out into two different classes. One will be Episcopal assistants that deal with adjutancy and other offices that assist the episcopacy and apostolic. And then we have a class that deal with church structure and legal. And then we're gonna dismiss at 4 o'clock. Won't have no service that night. What we plan to do that after we go back to our hotels and have a moment to relax from that day's session, probably about 6 or 7 o'clock, we're gonna try to gather to get, we're gonna dress down, and some of us will go bowling. I don't know what the ladies are gonna do, but we're gonna have an awesome time of fellowship, at least 1 hour to 1 hour and 30 minutes of bowling, and have a great time with the guys. I'm not sure, like I said, what the ladies are gonna do. We're gonna have an awesome time. We plan to have an awesome time of fellowship. Then we're gonna start back up again at 9 o'clock on Friday from 9:45. Then there will be 10 o'clock to 11:30. There will be the ceremonial of bishops. Gonna be an awesome program, awesome lesson. And while we're doing the ceremonial of bishops, for those ladies who are not bishops and apostles that want to step out, because we know we may have a few ladies that are not bishops and apostles, you will be welcome to attend a class led by one of the prophetess entitled Midwives in Ministry. Going to be an awesome class. It's going to be held at the same time that the bishop class is being held. One class, that class will be in the fellowship hall, if I'm not mistaken, while the bishop class will be in the sanctuary. And then we're going to break for lunch again from 11:30 to 1 o'clock. And then at 1 o'clock, we're going to be back for our general synod. That's where we're going to appoint our officers and leaders. We're going to do a few business keeping items, as well as officially elect a few new members of the Congress, and that will be an awesome time. And then there will be a liturgy. After that meeting is over with, we will have Liturgy 3, Baptism and Holy Communion. And that's from 2:30 to 4 o'clock. We more than likely will not be having a canon law class this year, but promise you next year it will be back in force, full swing. That night we're gonna have the Eucharist and consecration of bishops. It's gonna be an awesome service as well. Gonna be dynamic. You need to be there. You need to be a part of what's going on. It's gonna be awesome. You need to dress accordingly if you plan on coming. And we're going to celebrate. We're going to, everybody, that night, everybody will be marching in, processing in, get with our adjutants and Episcopal assistants, and they are going to assist us in organizing and be a part. And It's going to be awesome. I promise you it is going to be awesome. You just need to be there. That's all I got to say. You just need to be there because God is up to something. Do you hear me? God is indeed up to something. And what he's up to, I'm happy about it. I'm excited about it. I'm ecstatic about it because God is up to something. That Saturday, like I said, we're going to close at 12 noon. Bishop Groove is going to preach us out of here. We're going to have an awesome time. My spiritual dad is going to be there. We're going to have a time. I promise you, we are going to have a time in the Lord at 12 o'clock. We're going to, those who are going to be a part, not everybody will be a part of the procession on Saturday. And those that will be, they will be notified on the Congress, and they are going to they're going to line up. We're going to have an awesome time. That's all I can say. It's going to be an awesome Congress. God has blessed us. We're looking for new members. We're looking for new members. We got some positions that need to be filled. We have some positions that have been vacated that need to be filled. And so we're going to be filling some positions. We're going to be pushing forward to see what God has for each and every one of us that are part of this great and apostolic, prophetic, Episcopal Presbyterian Congress. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Lord, I can preach that right about now. I want to just tell you today that you still have time to register. Register today. Go online. You can find a lot of information about our Congress online. We are ecstatic about what God is doing. We are very excited. God is up to something. He has added people. He will continue to add people. Do you hear me? You need to be there. Do you hear me? You need to be there. Join us. Join us. I promise you that in Atlanta, September the 16th through the 19th, it will be well worth your being there in Atlanta to be a part of the Congress of Apostles and Bishops. I promise you, it'll be well worth your time. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be exciting. Registration right now is just $150. Go online, register. Bring your people. Register your people. Bring your people. I promise you, it's going to be a great Congress. It is going to be a great Congress. We're not, like I said on many of our other broadcasts, we're not trying to compete against any other college of bishops out there. The Congress of Apostles and Bishops is a unique institution. We're not the same as these other boys. We're not trying to compete against them. That's one reason why we started this thing in September, because we're not trying to compete. We started this thing during the same time that year, the first year we had our Congress. It was during the Jewish New Year. We did it specifically on that day. Why? Because we wanted to show that we were birthing a new beginning, something new and fresh, something that will honestly deal with the chaos in the midst of the episcopacy, that when we don't just talk order, but we teach order. We got older people and younger people. We got older people who don't look down on younger ministries like some of the other groups do. We have older people who actually respect the younger ministers and are there to mentor them and train them and direct them in the right path. Why do we have so many bishops that try to belittle people, some of these younger boys? Instead of belittling them, why don't you go and grab them by the hand and tell and let them know, bro, sir, let me show you a more excellent way. Let me show you a better way. I'm not going to look down on you. I'm not going to act like I'm better than you. But if you got the same Holy Ghost I got, if you believe in the same Jesus I believe, then I'm going to take you under my wings, and I'm going to show you a better way. Because it's time out for a lot of this stuff that we're doing. Because the Bible said, when Israel sinned, it is recorded in the book of Judges several times that when they went into sin, they did what was right in their own eyes. And that's what we have among a lot of people in the episcopacy and in the apostolic. They're doing what is right in their own eyes, but they're not doing what is right in the eyes of God. And God does not like what we got some of these folks are doing, how they are trying to belittle instead of training. I can understand some of those that are hard-headed and thick-headed, you can't talk to. But when you got people that are willing to learn, that are willing to serve, that are willing to participate, why can't you take them under your arms and show them a more excellent way? That's what we are about. We are about planting churches and planting ministries, not just planting churches for my communion, because there are several different communions that are represented in the membership of the Congress of Apostles and Bishops. And we are going to appoint, the Lord's willing, somebody who will be in charge of mission and evangelism that will help us on the Congress level to work with the various communions to help them institute ministries that will programs that will grow churches and develop churches, strong, vibrant churches in their communions. I told you, the Congress is different. We ain't the same as these other boys. We're not trying to be like them. We're trying to be what God has called us to be in this hour. You get ready. You ain't seen nothing yet. You haven't seen nothing yet because God is not through with us yet. But when God get through with us, Lord bless his name, we shall come forth as per gold. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, I felt to preach right about that. Lord have mercy. We got a great Congress. Like I said, we have a great Congress. I tried to cover a few things. We got a syllabus. This syllabus has about 152 pages, 152, 154 pages, something like that. It's filled with a lot of information, a lot of information. Anything, I promise you, there's practical information in this syllabus that will help you and your church and your ministries. I promise you, you need to tell a friend, tell a neighbor, I need to be in Atlanta September the 16th through the 19th and be a part of what Archbishop Henry and the Congress of Apostles and Bishops has going on in Atlanta, Georgia. I need to be a part. If you got friends that can't make it, tell them to support. Send a donation, because I promise you, we can't do this vision by ourselves. But we know that God has appointed people to be with us that has the finances and the resources to get us to where we're trying to go. I promise you, you ain't seen nothing yet. You haven't seen nothing yet. We have a five-year plan that we're going to put before the Congress that most of the members already got, some of them don't have, but we're going to have it on paper, and we're going to present it before them this year in the synod so they can actually have a hard copy of it. They can have a hard copy of the canons. It's going to be powerful. I promise you, God is up to something. You need to be there. You need to see how a synod operates. You need to see how different communions fellowship together and work together and without throwing up their own flags and getting hot and mad with each other. We had such a fellowship last year. Yeah, it was like we knew each other. And some of us, we just met for the first time last year, and some of us the year before. It was such, because I have this tendency of just calling people by their first and last name, like it's familial. And it caught on with the whole Congress. And there was no disrespect to each other, but there was an honor to each other. I didn't even wear a color shirt until Friday morning. I wore purple, and then Friday night I wore white. And I promise you, I didn't wear red one last year. Probably wear one this year, though. But I promise you, even though I didn't wear the same color everybody else, and some people wore higher colors than me, I was not intimidated. Why? Because I knew who sat in the seat in the presidency. Lord have mercy. When you know your place, you won't have to fear people when you know your place. You don't have to fight people when you know your place. You don't have to get mad with people when you know your place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When you know your place. And that's what this Congress is about, helping people to discover their place in Jesus and help them to press on and be what God has called them to be. We are destined to be anointed. We're destined to be spirit-filled. We are destined to be inspirational. We are destined to display form and power. We are destined to be a convergence institution that people who are excited about being Pentecostal and holiness. We don't look at the Protestant Reformation and say that they are full of errors. We're not trying to be Roman Catholic. We're not trying to be Orthodox. We're just trying to be Christians who are on fire for God. My name is Bishop Henry, and today you've been listening to the Apostolic Voice. God bless you. Hope to see you at the Congress this year in 2015.